Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I'm Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, to all of my previous listeners, welcome back. I appreciate you. And as I tell you every week, without you guys, there would probably be no show. You know, you have bring energy to the show even when you don't know it. Okay? And to all my new listeners, welcome. You are truly at the right place at the right time. There are no coincidences in the universe, so this is where you are meant to be. So I'm grateful for you. Thank you for showing up this morning, and thank you, thanks Spirit, for allowing you to come and listen to this ministry. Our ministry here is a little different. We are a New Age metaphysical ministry, and we deal in truth and spiritual principles. We don't operate in any box, so everyone is welcome, regardless of what your religious affiliation is. You're welcome to participate here and be here. We appreciate you and thank you for taking time out of your day to tune in, and we're just grateful for you on all levels. Okay, so today's show is one that's a very hot topic and one that I think that's pretty interesting, you know, maybe just my opinion, but I think it's pretty interesting to find out who you really are, because unfortunately many of us don't know who we truly are, okay, but today we're going to dive into who you are. We're going to find out more about, you know, what you're all about, what's your mission in life, and what you're here to do, okay? So, all of you who have been listening for a while know I always start off with each and every show with a prayer, and so today will be no different. And so we're going to pray to allow Spirit to flow and to come into our lives and to be able to assist us in bringing forth the truth here, okay? So let's start off with prayer. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for another wonderful day. We thank you, God, for allowing us to have this day. We thank you for the blowing breath into our bodies this morning and shaking our hearts and waking us up and allowing us to be able to experience this wonderful day that you have created. And we know that you are the source of everything that happens in the universe. And so we connected to you, we know that we do not have to look outside of ourselves, that you are within us and you are part of us on all levels, God. So we just give thanks and gratitude to you. We thank you, God, for keeping us safe this weekend, bring us here to another Sunday to be able to share and to be able to participate in your word and in your knowledge, God. We know that you are the source that allow all of it to flow. And we know that we are all in divine space and place where we should be this day, knowing that we are one with you, God, knowing that everything we do is connected to you and that you're connected to us. So we go this morning in open hearts with open minds, knowing that you are here to guide us and protect you and protect us. So God, thank you for protecting America. Thank you, God, for being with each and every one of your beloved frontline workers, all those who are working in the field of health and in any way to support our people who are going through the panic with the pandemic. We just say, God, keep them in your white light of protection. Keep them protected and keep them well. Yeah, open their hearts and open their minds. Allow them to be able to participate and do what it is. We know that these people are special people and they have special hearts to want to be able to do and to be able to serve at that level. So we just ask you for divine protection for these beloved ones, that they will go forth and be able to assist and help humanity in this time of challenge. We pray for our country. We pray for healing in this nation that is so divisive right now. We pray that, God, that you will step in and allow the healing to take place. We know that everything is truly in divine order. Even when we don't understand what's happening, we know that you have your hands on the heartbeats of this country and that everything is shifting and changing for a higher state of consciousness. And we know that you're in charge. So we accept the things we cannot change and to change the things we can and to make things better. And we say, thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. So, beloved one, let's get on with today's show. Okay. I'm excited. I don't know about you. But this topic today is a real interesting one. Who are you? That's right. Who are you? You know, when you ask people, who are you? The first thing that usually come out of their mouth is, I am John, I am Sally, I am Murray, I am Joe, I am James. And, you know, they will always give you their name. And guess what, beloved one? Your name is not who you really are. That's just a name that has been given you by your parents. That is not who you truly are. You are not your name. You are not your name, beloved one. So we want you to have full understanding that you are not your name. There are more to you than just being John, Mary, Sue, Laura, whoever that you proclaim to your earthly name. We want you to have full understanding of who you are. And I can tell you right now, the answer to a question like I said, asking you who you really are and you give me your name, that's truly not who you are. You are not your name. You are a spiritual being having a human experience, beloved one. For all of you who do not understand that, it means that you are a spirit living in a physical body. Let me repeat that to you. You are a spirit living in a physical body. Your body is a temple that houses your spirit, okay? And your spirit is an extension of God that created you. Your spirit is an extension of the God that created you, okay? You're here on planet Earth because this is a school. This is where you chose to come so you can raise your spiritual consciousness to the point where you have no more karma debt and no more spiritual lessons to learn. Let me repeat that because that's very important to you, okay? You come here because to be able to raise your spiritual consciousness to the point where you have no more karma debt and no more spiritual lessons to learn, then you don't have to continue in this cycle of incarnations and keep coming here. Because when you work through all your karma debt and you have learned all the spiritual lessons that you need to learn, then you can make your exit out of here and not have to come back and go through this rebirth cycle anymore. It may take many incarnations for you to get to that point, but that's okay. We all are striving to get there. So this is what it really, really means. I can hear many people when I send out this in an email form or posting online. A lot of people, especially people who are not so into metaphysics and spirituality, say, "What does all of that mean? What does that all of that mean?" Well, I'm going to try to break it down to you a little bit so you have a clear understanding of what this whole thing is about. To me, it's pretty simple. But, you know, for you who are not aware, not conscious of what I'm speaking of, then it's my job to try to explain it to you, okay? Your spirit was created by your God, you see. Your spirit is the most powerful part of you. And let me just say that to you again. Your spirit is the most powerful part of you. And a lot of people don't understand that because they just cannot see their spirit. And unfortunately, we are so in tune to that which we see and hear that we cannot, and when we can't see it or hear it, we have no understanding of its presence being there. But let me tell you, your spirit, beloved, is the most powerful part of you. Your spirit is enclosed in your physical body. And it is called the temple. Your physical body is a temple for your spirit. See, the body is necessary so that you can be able to function in this three-dimensional world. And without your physical body, you would not be able to function here in this three-dimensional world. Although many of us are ascending to higher states of dimension, still, basically, 99% of people on the planet are still operating in a third dimensional reality and third dimensional consciousness. So you do you have to be able to deal with it? So you see, level one, your spirit is so bright and luminous, other people could not even stand and look at you at your pure spirit. They couldn't even see, their eyes would not even be able to hold a light, and it would probably be blinding to them. So you have to have this physical structure so we can be able to see each other and be able to communicate with us. Other than that, because your spirit is luminous and bright and just brilliant, you know? So your physical body is important to help you to be able to operate in this space where you need to in order to work out your previous karma and to grow spiritually as well, okay? So you need this physical body. So this physical body, which is called your temple, plays a very essential role in your growth as well, okay? So I'm telling you, the spirit is the most powerful, but do not understand that your physical body serves a purpose, and your spirit would not be here in this form if it was not for your physical body. So it means that you have to be aware of that and conscious of your body and take care of it to the best of your ability, okay? The physical body, this physical body you got was given to you by your parents. You see, beloved one, there's no accident. Your parents, who your parents are, because guess what? You chose your parents before you even came here, okay? And I know for some of you that may sound a little far-fetched, but you chose the parents you need because you need this physical body that only those two people could give you in order to be able to do what you need to do to work on your karma and your spiritual growth while you're here in school. So those two people that you brought together created your physical body to allow you to be able to operate out of this physical body to be able to expand and to grow into a spiritual being, okay? So with knowing that you chose your parents, most, many of you stop going around blaming your parents because your life is not working out. You chose your parents. So if your life's not working out the way you want it is, it's not your parents' fault. You took responsibility. You should have done better at choosing different people to be your parents if you're unhappy because something you think that your parents did to create something in your life is not working out now. It's not your parents' fault. Okay, so let it go and move on. That's not the deal, okay? Your parents, of course, have to give you the physical look. Your physical look comes from the DNA of your parents. And a lot of the mental attitudes, unfortunately, come through your parents too, until you develop your own mental attitude about things. You take on a lot of ways of your parents and their thinking and the way they do things has been imparted upon you, and you take on that thing until you get to the point where you can understand that you are more than just who your parents said you are, that you can move beyond that. And unfortunately, most of us are controlled by our five senses. And the five senses are very important, but especially if we're controlled by our sight and our sound. And it means we really miss out on the true spiritual side because we are only being tuned into those things we see and we hear, okay? And we do not understand that stillness and quiet voice inside of us is the true power, okay? It's just like this morning or whenever it is you turn on the light switch this morning, it ain't the light bulb that's got the power. It's the electric behind the switch that got the power, okay? So think of your body almost like a light bulb, okay? It is your spirit inside of you that's lighting up everything. Without that spirit, there is no illumination. There is no light, okay? That is what a light, just like the light bulb. The light bulb doesn't light up. That's just electricity, okay? So it's important for you to be able to have a full understanding of that. You know, when we come through this this birth cycle, the birth canal, we lose memories. We lose most of our memories of the things that we experienced on the other side before we came here. Now, I have no idea why we lose that memory and why we're diminished. That is well beyond my pay grade to be able to understand it. I don't know why it's happened, but it does happen. And I'm sure there's a divine reason for it to happen in that way, so we can learn to use our free will and to be able to expand our consciousness by figuring it out as we go along, okay? But, you know, like I often tell you, that everything that you need to know about yourself as a spirit is recorded in your Akashic records, okay? Last week we talked a little bit about the Akashic records, about the angels who guard your Akashic records. Your Akashic records are there in the, on the ether, in the spiritual realm, that can be accessed if you so choose to do so. If you're that curious to want to know who you really are, then you need to learn how to read your Akashic records or have someone else to read them for you so you can know, really understand who and whom you are, okay? Other than that, just keep living life, keep doing what you're doing, and it's all good. Your soul purposes to understand what it is to do. Your soul has a full understanding of its purpose. Your soul has a full understanding of what it needs to work on as a soul, okay? That memory is obtained in your soul level. So the soul will always know what it needs to work on in order to be able to expand and be able to grow. So have no fear, beloved ones. Your soul know what you need, okay? You didn't lose that part of your memory. That's fundamentally of being able to recall those things on the other side is where you lost out on. But your soul has retained the ability to know what it is that you came here to work on and what it is, what karma debt that you have to pay from your past life that you need to rectify in this life, okay? And so remember I told you planet Earth is just a school of life. You know, this is where you have come to go to school. Okay, now there's other universal worlds out there, other places other than planet Earth, okay, beloved one. And you, I don't know at what point you decide to go to other places, but there's other planets in the universe, other life forms in the universe. So don't get so hung up on Earth being the only place in the universe that your spirit visits and your spirit go. You know, okay? Besides that, when you, at nighttime, when you're sleeping, your spirit has a tendency to leave your body and go to school on the ether into the higher rim, into the higher level. So sometimes, you know, you may go to sleep and you don't know something. You wake up the next morning and you know something that you didn't know before you went to sleep. That's because your spirit has gone to school overnight and it may go to any place in the universe. Okay? Your spirit has that ability to expand itself, okay? And that's really, really, really important. Now, I always tell you that man has been given a gift. And what is that gift? That gift is the gift of free will. That means that you have the right to choose what you choose to choose in your life and how to conduct your life. It's a gift, beloved one. Now, but it's a gift that can go both ways. All depend on your understanding and your consciousness, your free will and your consciousness kind of run together in a really profound way. Because if you're not conscious of something, you're not going to make the right decision about it because you don't have no understanding of it. Although you have the free will to do as you please, but you more likely will not make the right decision if you're not conscious of what's going on around you and who and whom you are. Okay. So you need to have full understanding of that to be able to choose. And some of us choose to go the high road. We choose to try to live our life at a higher state and try to, you know, do the right things on all levels to the best of our ability to do that. But then there are some of us who choose to operate at the low level. It's a choice, beloved one. Each one has made a choice. And those who choose to use life at a low level, that's their decision that they choose to do for themselves. And, you know, I'm here to tell you, beloved one, that your free will help you to be able to expand and grow. But you have a choice of what you want to be able to do with that free will. And if you don't use that free will to your highest good, then you will not expand your consciousness, okay? And you will not graduate from school here if you do not operate and choose your free will and a proper perspective. Okay? Your free will is very, very important for you to be able to choose and to do the right thing. Okay, beloved one? It's important. And if you wish not to keep coming back to this embodiment of incarnation and coming back and coming back, you have to learn to be to use your free will to the level where you are making decisions for your highest good and have to get you back. Because you cannot get off of this planet until you do what you need to do. You're going to keep coming back through this cycle. You have to keep working and keep moving toward what it is. And however it may appear, people, you see people suffering and see people going through things, you say, oh my God, why are these people having these experiences? And you have compassion for them, and I understand that. But, you know, you got to realize that these people are have chose that lifestyle in their life to be able to do what they need to do. And maybe that's part of their karma to work out the things they needed to go through. You know, I don't know. Maybe someone was in royalty at some time, and maybe they treated their subjects really bad. They treated really people bad. So they have to come back and experience being poor, experience being homeless, experience going through what they need to do. It's all part of a karma experience, okay? So don't criticize or judge them for what they're going through, but just understand that they are going through that in order to be able to work out their karma. So they're choosing to take that path so they can work through their karma. There's a divine purpose for that. And then some people just, you know, do what they do and allow that stuff to happen. But if, I'm telling you, beloved ones, if you do not fulfill working through your karma in this lifetime, it will build up. And unfortunately, many of us have incarnated or now that have karma from lifetimes in the past. We still are suffering and still having karma from lifetimes in the past. That we are still going through stuff that we have not cleared from our previous life. And so you're having a hard time trying to figure out why are things going so chaotic? Why, if you just cannot figure it out, that's because you're still working on things that you have not cleared up, beloved ones. So you have to really begin to find a way to lessen your karma. You may not understand why it is, but there are methods. And we're going to talk a little bit about ways that one can lessen their karma in this lifetime. But the key is, beloved one, is to be able to work through these karma experiences and be able to get to the point where you can work through your karma, work through your life lessons, so you can make your ascension. That is the key that we all should be working on to make our ascension, so we will not have to come back and go through this process again. We want to be able to pay those karmic debts in full. We want to be able to move forward and do what we need to do to be able to make our ascension. That is the key, beloved one, to be able to move into that state of consciousness where we don't have to keep coming back to this thing called incarnation or incarnations, however you want to put it, lest you choose to. Now, there are spiritual beings who have chosen that have already reached that platform of spiritual consciousness and awareness, but they choose to come back here and be here on planet Earth because they want to be able to assist you and I in our growth process. Hallelujah. Thank God that they are here to assist us and help us, okay? But you want to get to the point where it's your choice of not coming. It's always your choice to when you come back, but you want to be able to do it, you know, just because, hey, I want to come back and help humanity grow in a certain way. I have that decision. You want to be one of those angelical beings that can, you know, come and do it and help and serve, okay? You see, beloved one, but you have to understand that man, that society will forgive you for things that you do, okay? But on the karmic debt side, you have to work these things out. You know, we are totally responsible for everything that we do, beloved ones. Everything we do, every thought we have, we are responsible. And we have to pay those karmic debts to be able to get to that higher level. And some of them are very small, and some of them are very large. But whatever we have to do, we have to be able to work through and get to that level. So let's just talk a little bit about some of the methods that one can use to lessen their karma debt to the universe. And one of those methods is to sincerely pray for forgiveness. You heard it said, God will forgive you for 99 times a year, that day, and a whole lot more. So, beloved ones, if you sincerely in your heart have done something to cause harm to someone, and you sincerely pray to God to ask you to forgive you for your actions, and you forgive that person for their actions, your creator will stop in and help to lessen that karma for you. Okay, beloved ones, God is a forgiving God all the time. Not sometimes, all the time. But you have to pray with the understanding and have it in your heart. You can, and then you cannot go around one prayer 1 minute, then the next minute you go around still upset with that person or upset with that incident. You have to be able to release it and truly, sincerely say, God, I messed up and I'm asking you for total forgiveness. Okay? You have to be willing to do that, beloved one, in order to be able to lessen these karmic experiences, okay? That's very, very important for you to be able to do it, okay? And let's move on to the next method that it is. You have to be willing to show compassion and mercy to other. I'm going to repeat that to you. You have to be willing to show compassion and mercy to other people in need. In other words, you have to be able to willing to do random acts of kindness without being told. When you see someone in a situation, go to them and see how you can assist them. That's what's called a random act of kindness. Many of you are doing random acts of kindness. You know, you're caretaking for people, that you're taking care of sick people who are in your lives, your friends, your parents, and you're step to the plate and say, I'm going to help. I'm going to work with this person and help them to feel better, do things for them, and help them to do. God bless you, beloved ones. When you're at that level of kindness and you are stepping up and you are helping your brothers and sisters to get through a dilemma, whether there is an illness, a mental situation, they're going through a horrible divorce, a horrible relationship, a horrible experience somewhere, and you step in and say, I am willing to help this individual get through this process or this challenge of life. That's called a random act of kindness. And with every time that you are willing to do that, those karmic experiences that you have created are being lessened. Not necessarily mean that you will not experience something pertaining to it, but it will not be as harsh because you are creating a new set of good karma to overcome that bad karma. So whenever you can step in and be kind and compassionate to another person, do it. It is for your wellness and your well-being. You know, it's just important. I know in my lifetime, I have caretaked for at least three people in my life, and I totally just kind of, in a way, put my life to the side, and I'm there to take care of them mentally, physically, to show them love and to be able to do that. You know, you have to have that compassion. And some of you on this line right now are doing that. And, you know, I have some dear friends that I know that are taking care of people, sticking with them, and being with them. You are doing the work that you need to do, beloved ones. Stay with it, and it will be quite a beautiful thing for your soul to experience that, to continue to do that kind of work, okay? And you have to be willing to serve, beloved one. You have to be willing to serve your brothers and sisters. And then when I say serving, I'm talking about being able to give your time and also to give the financial support if you have the ability to do that. When you see people in situations, if you have the time to help them and the time to give them, by all means, do it. It's only helping you to be able to grow. Now you give, and when you do that, you don't do it with the expectations of getting anything in return. You're doing it because it's the right thing for you to do and you're a spiritual thing. But there's one thing about the universe, and when you do the right thing, The universe will always give back to you. It's a law, beloved ones. It's a law. When you do, when you show your acts of kindness, someone will come and show you an act of kindness in your time of need. Okay? It's called building, it's really building your bank up for when you're doing wonderful and good things for other people. You're building up a bank because at some point in time, we're all going to need somebody's help. If you think you're going to get out of this world without needing someone to help you, haha, yeah, okay. You are full of it. That's not going to happen, beloved one. We're all going to need the help of someone at some point in our lives. So I'm telling you, build that bank up. Build that bank up. So when you find yourself in those situations, someone will come to your need. Okay? And think about it. We don't have to really go very far to find people in need. You know, if you just stop for 1 minute and give thought, I guarantee you can find someone who could need your words of kindness, your words of going to support them if it's physical or being able to help them out in a financial situation, whatever. It doesn't take much. And most of the time, we can find those needs for people right in our own family. We don't even have to go outside of our own families. In most cases, you're going to find someone who needs your assistance. If you're willing to do it and willing to show some kindness and show some love and compassion. It doesn't take much, beloved ones, to be compassionate and loving to people. It's the right thing to do. You know, it's in your spirit. You have the capability to do it if you choose to do it. I mean, I'm not telling you something that you're forced to do, but it's only going to be to your benefit to show love and compassion to your brothers and sisters. Help them. You will be enriched, and you will be also building your bank up when your time comes for a need to, for someone to show compassion and love to you. So this is going to come, okay? So you need to be able to do that, and you need to be able to have the assistance. As I said to you earlier, every deed and every misdeed as well is recorded in your Akashic record. Everything you're doing is being recorded, beloved ones. So you're only storing up good karma, or you're storing up not so good karma, okay? And the key is that you want to be able to store up good karma, and you want to be able to do that. It's important that you learn to serve humanity, learn to give and to help others in all kind of ways, you know, in all kinds of situations. And finally, beloved ones, we want to talk about causing harm to others. You have to be willing not to cause harm. You, yes, you and I have to be willing not to cause harm to our brothers and sisters. We have to be conscious of every action that we take toward others that we are not causing harm to them in any way. Because when you cause harm to another being, you're going to really cause harm to yourself. Okay? I want you to fully understand that. When you cause harm to someone else, you're causing harm to yourself. Okay? You have to realize that you must be willing to do and to be kind to other people. Every time you meet someone, beloved, if you treat them like they are God, then you will be in good shape. Because guess what? They are God. They are the same God in them is the same God in you. The same creation. They may not be operating at that higher level of consciousness as you may be, but they still are created by the same God with the same God DNA in them that you have in you. So treat each person you meet, regardless of whether they are a homeless person on the corner or one you see driving a Rolls Royce down the street, treat them all the same, knowing that they are gods and goddesses just like you are. And if we start doing that and operating at that level, our lives will be much, much better when we begin to respect each other as being special in the way that their lives are, because you are special, and you have the ability to be able to do that as well, beloved one. So it's so, so important that you do that and operate in that manner, and knowing that that God in you is the God in them as well. Okay, so take an opportunity to create good karma for yourself, beloved one. It's not, like I said, it's not that hard to do the right thing, but you have to have the desire to want to do it. And for some reason, it seems such a challenge for some people to want to do the right thing. I don't know why it is so hard for some beings to want to be able to do the kind, the compassion, and the loving thing. You know, it's something in their structure of their consciousness that makes them hard-hearted and not want to be able to do and be what they need to be for people. Okay? So it's very, very important that you do not slip into that state of consciousness where you become so hard that you do not want to participate and do the right thing. Like I said, it is not hard to do the right thing. You just got to have the desire to want to do it. And most of all, beloved ones, do not allow yourself to get caught up in jealous, envy, or any other negative activity. And I'm going to repeat that. Do not allow yourself to get caught up into hate, jealousy, and envy, and any other negativity that you may project toward another person. Don't do it, beloved ones. There's a saying, you can be in the world, but not of the world. You can be in the world, but not of the world. You can see this stuff going on, but doesn't mean that you have to participate in it just because you see it going on. You have the ability to make a choice. It's again back to this thing about free will. You can choose to either take the low road or you can take the high road. And I am suggesting to you today that you be willing to take the high road and stay at that high level. Because when you do that, you're going to create beautiful experiences for yourself all the time. Just remember, every time that you do something kind, do something helpful, you are not helping that person only, you're helping yourself, okay? So you can look at it from that standpoint, you know what I mean? But like I said earlier, when you do these things, you should just do it because it's the right thing to do, not with expectation of getting anything in return. But just do it because it's the right thing to do, and you don't have to worry about it because the universe is going to take care of you. Every action that we send out will come back, brothers and sisters. It is the law of attraction that works in our lives. So every action you take, every thought you take, it comes back in itself. And most of the time, it multiplies itself and comes back even when you send the impulse. So every time you are kind and thoughtful toward another person, you're creating that energy that someone's going to come back and bless you in a way that you never expected to be just because you decided to be a kind person and do the right thing. Okay? So doing the right thing has a really blessing from all levels, beloved one. So always make sure that you do the right thing on all levels because it's just the right thing to do. It's so, so important, beloved ones, and that we should all live by the golden rule. Do unto others as we wish done unto ourselves. And let me just repeat that to you. Always live your life by the golden rule. Do unto others as you will have done to yourself. That's all you have to do. When you're operating with another being, you just said, how would I respond or how would I want to be treated in this situation? And if you see that other, see yourself in that other person, and when you're taking that action, you would do the right thing if you choose to do it. Okay, I keep telling you about free will and about your choice. You have that choice to do the right thing under all circumstances, beloved one. So I pray that you will take heed to these words today, that you will allow these words to become etched in your heart, in your mind, in your consciousness, and you will always strive to take the high road at all times and not allow yourself to be dragged down onto that low road. I know that none of us are perfect in this year, because if not, you wouldn't be here in school. And you may have tendencies that you may find yourself sometimes having thoughts that's not for your highest good or taking action not for your highest good, but get out of that and ask for forgiveness and get back on track as soon as humanly possible. Okay, just allow yourself to get back on track. Don't stay in that muck and mire that's causing your energy to vibrate at a level where you are not creating the best that God wants you to create. You understand? Because if you want opulence to flow in your life, then you have to operate with the understanding that you have to be willing to operate in the higher level of the God consciousness that will allow those things you create in your life to come back and flow in your life from all aspects of loved ones. Okay? It's all about love. It's all about love. I can't make it. It's all about love, about doing the right thing and treating each other with kindness and thoughtfulness and just do what it is that you're supposed to do for each other and help each other. You know, and that, like I said, don't worry about the consequences. Don't worry about the rewards. The universe will take care of you. So that's who you are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You're coming here to work for your karmic debts, but you also come here to create and have spiritual lessons. And every time that you're helping others, you're creating spiritual lessons that help to enhance your life. Every thoughtful act that you take toward another one is a act that will help you in your spiritual growth. Okay? So love is the answer. You came here to be a loving being in the universe and work through that stuff that you need to work through. Because, beloved one, if you don't do it, you're going to only be constantly coming back in this cycle of rebirth and incarnation and research and incarnation and not get off of this realm of this earthly plane. And that is not what you are designed as a spirit. You are come to, you need to be able to make your ascension. Make your ascension and be able to ascend. That's why you talk about the ascended masters and all those ones. They came through and they worked through the same things you and I worked through. And they, all the ascended masters had human lives, and they came and worked through their stuff to the point where they got to the point where they understand for their highest good that they need to do the right thing so they can make theirs and their ascension. Each one of us should be working in our conscience to become ascended masters as well, to be able to come and to be able to do and to be able to bring about quality and positive and love and consciousness to the planet, beloved ones. If you do that, you are serving humanity. Okay? You're serving humanity. And like I said, hopefully today's show has touched your heart in a way that you will begin to look at each individual as yourself and see the God in them and be willing to help and to be able to serve, because you're only serving yourself each and every time. When you're serving others, you're serving yourself. And of course, you're serving that I am presence that lives inside of you. Okay? And take care of your physical temple, because that is the house of God. Your physical temple houses that God force inside of you. Okay? So we want to do that, and we want to take care. So, beloved one, we're going to close out a little early today. It's all good. And we're going to pray and ask God for divine blessings to keep us into the next weekend, to support us as we go through and bring more joy and love and kindness to our hearts. Father, Mother, God, we thank you today for this word. We thank you for allowing us to hear the wisdom, hear the knowledge, and that we will take action on that which we have heard, knowing that we are here to be able to work through our previous situations, our previous life situations, that we are now moving into that state of consciousness where we are knowing that we have a need to work through our past transgressions and to be able to bring about those spiritual lessons that we need to be able to grow, and that we will begin to show and operate in a new state of love and kindness toward our fellow beings, because we know that in order for us to be able to expand and to be able to grow, that we have to be willing to be able to serve humanity in the way that you have put it in us to do. And so we will operate now knowing that you are within us, and that every action that we're taking is for our highest good. And we will begin to see you in every being on the planet. That we will operate now knowing that it is for our highest good that when we see another being, that we know that we are to serve and show love and show kindness and be grateful and thankful for that being present being here. We thank you, God. Touch our hearts this day like we've never been touched before, that we will change our conscience toward pure love, that we will give pure love to the universe, and that we will be able to expand our heart chakras, and to be able to go into the world and be able to serve humanity in a way that you have given us the gift to do it. We know, God, that most of the people listening to this show are light workers, and they know they have the consciousness to want to do. Give them the ability to stay on that high road of consciousness, and so they too can expand their consciousness and let their light shine and be able to help them to bring more light into the world. As they bring more light in the world, they're bringing more light into themselves, and they're helping in their process. That we grow to the level each and every time that we are ready to make an ascension so we can come back to you, God. Come back and be with the God force. Be with the Godhead. Allow it to flow. Allow us to be in that state of consciousness as we were created. We know that it's possible, and we know today our hearts have been open, our consciousness has been open, and we are new creatures today because we have expanded our consciousness of knowing who we truly are, spiritual beings having a human experience. So we go forth this day knowing that all is well. So we say thank you, God, for the knowledge you've given us. We thank you for the wisdom. And most of all, God, I thank you for these beloved listeners today, that each one of them will be blessed in a way that they have never been blessed before, that they will begin to open their hearts, open their love, and let it shine, beloved one, and letting them know that this physical body they have is important, but it's the I am presence within them where the power is, that their bodies are like electric bugs. When they, with the switch turned on, is the I am presence inside of them that is illuminating their souls and bringing forth love and peace into this universe. Thank you. Thank you. We are so grateful, and so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. Thank you for tuning in today. I love you. You're special, and I appreciate you, and ask you to continue to tune in and continue to be conscious. Have a wonderful and positive day.